Ambulances rush to the scene of another bombing in Lebanon as Beirut is hit by attacks linked to sectarian tensions over Syria's civil war. Thousands of foreign jihadists turn their guns on each other in Syria as the bloody civil war reaches its third year. And the Iraqi military battles radical militants who staged the most brazen takeover of neighborhoods in western Anbar province since the withdrawal of U.S. troops 2 years ago. Analysts say al-Qaeda-linked groups see the region as one big battlefield, an arena for the most extreme Sunni version of radical Islam. Analyst David Pollack.
The threat to American interests and to American allies is growing. It's time to, I think, to face up to that reality right now.
Analysts say the conflicts are stoked by the sectarian split and bitter regional rivalry of Iran and Saudi Arabia. Iran backs Hezbollah and other Shiite fighters, while Saudi Arabia spends millions arming Sunni rebels. Analyst Bill Raggio spoke to us via Skype.
Saudi Arabia plays this game because it has to, because it's going up against Iran, which is backing Hezbollah. So Saudi Arabia says, well, we'll find our Salafists, our radicals, and we'll go ahead and arm and back them. So it creates this effect of, you know, it increases the chance of a widening regional war, as well as state sponsorship of terrorist groups.
The current fighting in Iraq underscores the sectarian divide. Al-Qaeda extremists are backing some Sunni tribesmen who feel marginalized by Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's Shiite-led government.
I call upon all those who were involved or have been lured to take part in the terrorism machine led by al-Qaeda to return to reason, and we will open a new chapter to settle their cases.
But analysts say Mr. Maliki's poor treatment of his Sunni opponents has led to the resurgence of al-Qaeda. Michael O'Hanlon of the Brookings Institution.
There are extremists from al-Qaeda and affiliated groups that are now collaborating with more moderate Sunni tribal elements because all of them hate Maliki, and all of them feel that Maliki has turned against the Sunni population.
And that, analysts say, is helping al-Qaeda-linked groups recruit and raise money. Again, Bill Raggio.
So the situation is just about as bad as it's ever been. Al-Qaeda has expanded, it's grown, and this is all happening as the U.S. and the West are withdrawing.
The United States has rushed missiles to the Iraqi government to help fight the jihadis, but American officials have made clear no U.S. troops will join the battle. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.